I'll convene the Joint Ways and Means Committee, and on the agenda today is a possible bill introduction. We have LC Draft 3826, which modifies the definition of insurer for purpose of private activity bonds.
Okay, I know what it is.
Is there discussion regarding the introduction of this draft? Is there
question.
Objection?
Not yes. Objection, just what is this? Where is it coming from? Why is it needed?
You want all that?
He's speaking for us.
Yeah. The A-Val.
Mr. Rocco, do you have an explanation?
Mr. Chair, I believe, and members, I believe this bill is being proposed for introduction as a Senate bill. It would... it's relating to private activity bonds, and it would expand the organizations to not-for-profit corporations that are able to issue private activity bonds.
If I may add to that, I think there's particularly an interest in expanding youth scholarship programs with this bill potential. So that's what we're introducing.
Further discussion? Is there objection to the introduction of LC 3826? Seeing no objection, the motion is agreed to. LC 3826 will be introduced. Other business. Commission for the Blind, Representative Bates.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The subcommittee recommends the approval of a submission of a grant application to the Federal U.S. Department of Education, Rehabilitation Services Administration in the amount of $200,000 per year over a five-year period. The purpose of the grant is to provide funding for the Commission to obtain additional resources to enhance its current service delivery system to youth transitioning from school system to adult services. There are no matching fund requirements, and if awarded, the funds will be used for mentoring activities for clients participating in the program and honorariums of $10 per hour to be paid to the mentors. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends approval of the grant application.
Thank you, Representative Bates. Is there a discussion of the recommendation? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing on the recommendation is approved. Department of Human Services, Representative Bates.
Once again, Mr. Co-Chair, the subcommittee recommends the approval of a submission of a grant application to the Federal U.S. Department of Education and Rehabilitation Services Administration in the amount of $185,000 per year over a five-year period. The purpose of this grant is to assist the Department of Human Services, Office of Voc Rehabilitation Services, in strengthening employment outcomes for youth and young adults ages 16 to 26 with disabilities through, again, the use of mentors. There are no matching fund requirements, and if awarded, the funds will be used to focus on building local partnerships to increase job placement services and internships for youth with disabilities. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends approval of the grant application.
Thank you, Representative Bates. Is there a discussion of the recommendation? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the recommendation is approved. Department of Human Services, Senator Gordley.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The subcommittee recommends the approval of a grant application to the Health Resources and Services Administration for a state oral health collaborative systems grant with an award of $100,000 for 1 year. The funds from this one-year grant opportunity will be used to support communities not funded under the current program. The funds would provide services for oral health prevention for children up to age 10, with services and supplies that would provide sealants, fluoride varnish, and oral health screening for early childhood and school-aged children. There are no matching fund requirements, and if approved, the Department of Human Services will return to the emergency board to request any needed position authority and expenditure limitation. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends approval of the grant application.
Thank you, Senator. Is there a discussion of the recommendation? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the recommendation is approved. Anything further to come before the committee? If not, thank you for your attendance. We are adjourned. Oh yeah, I meant recessed until further notice.
Well, what's the deal?
And the difference being,
No.
And since we have no notice requirement,
private activity bonds. Is there a general obligation or revenue bonds?
Bill, we're trying to be good.
A little late for that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. That was great.
You bond and spend Republicans. Poor baby.
Thank you. Thanks for having us in. Am I going to lose up earlier at the campus?
I don't know. I lost complete control.
Here it is.
To the extent anyone had it.
3:30 and Dilo's got a new bill they never do. I guess it's on the Senate side.
Right here in our exciting little soiree. Tons of fun. Here's another one that wants tons of fun. Certainly.
People who have no.
Well, we're going to have a couple.
Johnson was.
So we had all one.
I think one is.
That's what it looks
probably
like.
One.
Okay. Tom's not fine.